It's Grant Ducetto with KMIT and Mitchell Now down in Bonham County in Tyndall. And I got Rylan with me. And Rylan, you've been showing pigs now for 13 years. And just talk a little bit about kind of that progression. Do you ever remember not showing pigs during 4-H achievement days?
Not really, because my two older brothers obviously been showing since I was born. So, nope. It's what we do every summer, all summer long. So.
And what are they looking for, the judges, when you're showing pigs? What are you graded on?
Well, when you enter the ring, you got to get the three looks. Part of it is you, but the other part is the build of the pig and the muscle.
Yeah. Gotcha. I was talking to somebody in a different county that was showing ducks and chickens, and they said that a lot of the questions are more the education. Do you know the anatomy, et cetera? It sounds like it's a little bit different when you get to the livestock, that there's an extra component as far as behavior, et cetera.
Yeah. We obviously don't want our pigs running around, so to keep them under control and keep their heads up, and that's what they're looking for.
The size of the pig you are showing this year, how big is it?
I have six pigs, so one's 206, and then I have one that's 290.
Okay, and are they different species, or what's the kind of the differentiation? Why the six of them?
There's four different breeds. And it just depends, I guess, on their genetics and how big they get. So.
Gotcha. Anything else you think people should know about showing pigs? Are you nervous when you go into the ring? Or can you sense if the animal is nervous? What's it like right before you get started?
Well, when you bring them out for the first show, they're pretty nervous because all they've done has been walked at home. But after the first show, they're fine. But it takes a lot of work to get an animal ready for a show. So. We prepare all summer for it.
Thank you very much, Rylan.
Thank you.